Okay, folks, thanks for joining me for another 5-minute book review. I am here on the green in Lebanon in Coburn Park, and we are going to talk about A Sand County Almanac by Aldo Leopold. This book was a bit snuck up on me. I expected it to be good, but it was absolutely incredible, and not exactly what I was expecting. And so, especially for those of you out there that are thinking about our natural world, our place as humans in that, self-sufficiency type things, the details and nuance of slow living, and a whole lot more, this really is something that you should check out. So I'll read the back cover as I usually do. So first published in 1949, Aldo Leopold's A Sand County Almanac remains an enduring and beloved work of literature. It is also a foundational text in wildlife ecology, envisioning and embracing an ethic that treats land not as a commodity, but as a community of soil, water, plants, and animals. Leopold's book has inspired, delighted, and sustained countless readers around the world. With an introduction by Barbara Kingsolver, this new edition seeks to ensure that it will be, as one reviewer put it 70 years ago, read for decades and probably centuries to come. So, although Leopold is often considered one of the main founders of the kind of modern conservation and naturalist, and specifically movements around the science of wilderness, which is a specific type of protected, conserved land, sort of the most human removed. Leopold lived from 1887 to 1948, and in 1948 he died putting out a wildfire on his neighbor's farm or property. Pretty badass. And so this book takes place in Wisconsin. And Leopold's ideas, which largely focused around seeing humans as part of the natural world, subject to the ups and downs of nature, not separate from it, and allowing nature to live more unimpeded by human development, and what some of the consequences of, even in the 1930s and 1940s, what was really beginning to be rampant overdevelopment, especially in the U.S., especially related to spreading out and sprawl from automobiles. These ideas were kind of surprisingly new for many American and European thinkers, though probably a little more familiar if you are familiar with teachings from indigenous cultures. But Leopold, and in this book, in A Sand County Almanac, I mean, if you've ever watched Planet Earth, it's really like David Attenborough took an episode of Planet Earth and put it into book form. It's filled with like gripping and sort of dramatic, but also technically fascinating and educational stories of animals and plants doing things and all the sort of nuanced interactions that are happening around us, much of which goes unnoticed by most of us on sort of a regular basis, but all of which, or most of which, Aldo Leopold sort of discusses in the book here. So he notices these things and he catalogs them and he takes us on some sad and some uplifting and some really enjoyable stories. So I'll just read a couple quotes out so you get a little bit of a flavor of his writing, which is just sort of unique and really fun. So let's see. Our lumber pile, recruited entirely from the river, is thus not only a collection of personalities, but an anthology of human strivings in upriver farms and forests. The autobiography of an old board is a kind of literature not yet taught on campuses, but any riverbank farm is a library where he who hammers or saws may read at will. Come high water, there is always an accession of new books. So at one point he talks about sawing through a really large log with a two-person handsaw. And as he's going through the log, of course, we know that the years, the rings within trees represent the years of growth. And as he saws through the log, you know, this is this huge diameter tree. And so it's taking a really long time and they're sawing through this thing. And as he's going through, he's counting backwards the years. So each year that they're sawing through, he's thinking about, okay, what happened in that year? What did this tree experience in that year? And then of course you get to the middle and then the years start coming back up again. And I thought that was kind of a unique way to think about that. And as I do some sawing on my property, and now I sort of think about that, you know, as you're going through that tree, what did that tree experience in that year? So here's another one. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but he is no longer the only one to do so. When some remote ancestor of ours invented the shovel, he became a giver. He could plant a tree. And when the axe was invented, he became a taker. He could chop it down. Whoever owns land has thus assumed, whether he knows it or not, the divine functions of creating and destroying plants. So you just got an interesting way of approaching thinking about all of this. And if you're thinking about nature or conservation or our climate or understanding the world around you in a more critical way, I can highly recommend A Sand County Almanac. It's funny. It's really interesting. You get really engrossed in some of the stories that he tells and appreciate his way, Aldo Leopold's way, of sort of taking us on these really slow journeys in his own life, describing the world around us that we're all surrounded by but don't notice to the same level of detail that he does. So highly recommend checking it out, and thank you for joining me for another 5-minute book review.